that in order to be effective in the work that we do, we need to get angry, otherwise others won't listen to us. Anger is actually a loss of control. And when others see that I have lost control over myself, that's certainly no inducement to them to do what I would like them to do. Rather, they know that it's a sign of weakness. It isn't a sign of strength in any way whatsoever. If in the face of difficulties I get angry, then the situation actually gets into a state of disrepair that's difficult to put right later. But if under difficult circumstances I remember my own original state of peace, then I can see the way out of the darkness and bring light into the situation. It's my right to return to a state of peace. It's my right to go beyond negativity, and I can do this if I link myself with the Supreme. Let's have a few minutes of meditation in which we emerge this experience. Sitting quietly, turning inwards, I come back to the awareness of the eternal identity of I, the being of light. In this awareness, I am peace. Peace feels comfortable. Peace feels natural. Peace is my original state. Awareness of peace, I can feel the presence of the Supreme. From the ocean of peace, the ocean of love, waves of these qualities reach me. Not only do they reach me, they reach out into the universe and touch all other souls. God's love heals, strengthens, keeping this connection with the Supreme, my thoughts come back to the awareness of the things here, the things that I need to be involved with. But even as I return, keep this awareness of my natural state of peace and love. Om Shanti.
Thank you.
Shanti. A greeting of peace to my sisters and my brothers. I would like to take up the theme of meditation. We often hear this word today. It's become quite fashionable, and people feel that, oh yes, I would like to learn to meditate. But I'd like to share a few simple ideas on what meditation is, the purpose of meditation, and how do I begin to meditate. Of course, there are many different types of meditation today, and this meditation in particular is the meditation of Raja Yoga. Raja, the king, the sovereign, the master, and yoga, the process of union. And so this is the meditation through which there's a discovery of the self and the awakening of the awareness of being a sovereign, a master of the self, through the relationship with the divine, the relationship with the supreme, the one whom we call God. And so Raja Yoga meditation is very specific. It takes in these two concepts, the self and the supreme, the soul and God. I need to understand both these aspects in order to be able to meditate. But before I go into the detail of these two aspects and the method of meditation, just a few minutes of reflection on why is it we need to meditate. Think about a machine that's been working very fast and it's become overheated. In that state, it isn't going to function very well. In fact, probably, it's going to be heading to a breakdown. And that's what's happened to the state of the human mind. One of the words that's come into every vocabulary is the word stress. And it exists across the world through all levels of social and economic standards, through all ages and genders. It's become a universal sickness. If I think about the whole concept of stress, it's that state where the mind is unable to deal with the burdens that have been imposed on it. I remember when I was young, many years ago, we used the word stress in the context of metal. We didn't use it in the context of the human mind. In fact, it was only about 50 years ago that the word stress came to be used in terms of consciousness and the mind. What we did as a child was we had metallic wires and we put different weights and we were seeing what was the stress factor that was induced in that metal, in that wire. And there came a point, of course, at which the burden was too great, and so that caused stress within the metal. The same thing has happened to the human mind. Many, many burdens, many, many pressures, a situation in the world which is quite a critical one in terms of all the different things that are happening, and also perhaps even our own perception of situations. Not just the reality of what's going on in the world, but my own awareness of what's happening, my own response to the things that are happening, and my inability to cope with those things is causing stress. The illnesses that result through stress are, of course, a very long list, and most medical practitioners will tell you all the details of those things, or even it's become common knowledge today. And so it's understood that it's important to be able to deal with the stress that's happening within my own mind, not by trying to resolve the situations outside, but by trying to resolve the things within my own mind. If I can understand what's happening in my mind and be able to let my mind move in a different way so that it's more capable, more able to deal with things, I'm going to be able to effectively manage stress and even reduce stress. Meditation has been acknowledged as one of the methods that enables us to cope with modern life because it has a way of being able to strengthen my own capacity so that I can deal with the stress that's imposed by the world, or even through my own perception of what's happening. Meditation is allowing the mind to focus on aspects of eternal truth, the Self, the Supreme, and my relationship with the Supreme. In the meditation of Raj Yoga, I don't focus on an image, I don't focus on a sound. I learn how to use my mind differently. Of course, what's happening within our mind normally is perhaps best seen like the flickering of a flame. When we look at a flame, even when the atmosphere is quiet and there aren't any opposing forces within the environment, yet even in that relative stillness, the flame won't be still. It's always flickering. And of course, when there are currents of air that come in, then the flame is going to move violently. And this is what happens to our own consciousness, our own mind. Even at times of relative calm, our mind isn't still. Even during the period we call sleep, we're unable to have real rest because our mind is functioning too fast, too rapidly. This machine never stops. It's definitely become overheated, and so it needs a rest. Meditation is the method to be able to change the speed of the functioning of the mind, to change the direction of the functioning of the mind, to be able to make it positive, strong, healthy, even elevated. And this is one of the first steps of meditation, to look at the mind, see where it's going, to decide that I want to be able to direct it and not just allow other influences to work on it, but what I want to do is to spend a few moments in which the mind is looking at the spiritual identity of the Self and is able to experience the eternity of the Self and the original qualities of the Self. What is the mind? The mind is simply the name we give to that aspect of the Self which is the power of creativity of thoughts. I, the inner being, the spiritual being, the being which is actually an infinitesimal point of light located not on the skin but in the center of the forehead, just in the center of the brain, in front of the pineal gland. I am that point of light. No length, no width, no breadth, no height, just a spark, a point. Infinite, infinitesimal, that which is eternal, that which cannot be split, nothing can divide, nothing can damage. I am this eternal point of light. And within my own power is the ability to create thought. I actually am the being that can choose what type of thoughts to have. And of course, we've forgotten that we have this option, that we actually are the creators of our own thoughts. And having forgotten this, we've relinquished that capacity and that power to the world out there, so that external circumstances and other people are able to manipulate my mind and my thoughts. Raj Yoga means to come back to that state of self-sovereignty, to be master of the Self, coming back to the awareness of the Self. In meditation, first step, I let my mind focus inwards. I create the thought. I am the spiritual being, that point of light, God's body. I am not the body. The body is my possession. The body is something that belongs to the soul. I am the soul. I am the master of this body. I, the soul, create the thought of being the master in charge. And when I do this, I can feel how I, the soul, am using my eyes to see goodness. I, the soul, am using my ears to receive the information that's useful and helpful for me. I, the soul, am using these hands to do work, actions that are going to be productive and creative and not destructive. Meditation means coming back to this awareness of who I am. Not just for 10 minutes when I meditate, definitely I have to do that, but also after the period of sitting in silence, to continue with this awareness of I, the soul, in charge of this body. The more I do this, the easier it will be for me to actually experience the detachment of soul from body and to be able to come to that feeling of who I truly am as that eternal being. And so first step is just simply to acknowledge that reality, the truth of my own identity. And let my thoughts dwell on this awareness. As I stabilize my thoughts in the awareness of I, this feeling of light, I connect with the inherent goodness that is within my own inner being. I am a being of peace. That is the truth. That is the reality. When I forget my identity as a soul, I come into the identity of the body. That's when I'm totally peaceless. I've forgotten who I am, and I've lost my own inner treasure. In meditation, spending a few minutes reflecting on this truth of who I am means I discover my own peace, my own truth, my own inner state of love. The second step of meditation is not just to reflect on the inner self, but also to be able to connect with the Supreme. I am a soul, a being of light. The Supreme Soul is also absolutely the same, a soul. However, one major difference. Just as each and every soul is individual and unique, and each and every soul has a different degree of love, of peace and truth, out of all the billions of souls in the universe, there is one soul who we call the Supreme, because that being is the being who has absolute love, total peace, eternal happiness, absolute truth. All the attributes that we remember as being attributes of goodness are the attributes of the Supreme, and the Supreme has all these qualities to their infinite degree. This is why God has been remembered as the ocean, unlimited, infinite, without end, the ocean of love, the ocean of peace, the ocean of happiness, the ocean of purity. God's qualities are absolute, infinite, eternal. Human qualities sometimes get hidden, sometimes disappear. And this is why especially at this moment again, when those original qualities have been forgotten, we need to reconnect, to have yoga, union with the Supreme, so that God's influence is able to fill us with those qualities again, and is able to trigger the release of those qualities within the self once more. The image that we use for the Supreme is the form of light. No physical image, no other material image, certainly no human image, just simply light. Just as the original form of the soul is the form of light, in the same way, the form of the Supreme is also the form of light. No physical form whatsoever. The source of that light is a point, the eternal, infinitesimal pinpoint of light. The human mind can actually only focus on a point at a time, no more than that. And so in meditation, the image that I keep in my mind's eye is this image of the form of God as the point. And I allow my thoughts to move towards the Supreme so that I can connect with the Supreme, just as when I love a human being, I only need to think of them and the relationship is alive and my thoughts reach the person whom I love. They can feel that connection and probably it'll then be manifest in the form of a phone call or a personal meeting or whatever. In the same way, our thoughts of love connect us with the Supreme, and it's a two-way process, so that when I connect my mind with God, God's love, God's peace is able to reach me. If there are other thoughts that come in through this process, it's okay. Just simply put them to one side and come back with that awareness of bringing the mind back onto the track that you have chosen. Tell those other thoughts, wait, I'll come back to you. I don't need to think about my next appointment. I don't need to think about the menu for tonight or the shopping list. I can do all that later. And so these thoughts will come straying in, but just put them away quietly and bring the mind back gently to the focus that you have. And so continue to reflect on the thoughts of the self, the thoughts of the Supreme, and that connection and the relationship of love with the Supreme. Think of your own original qualities, think of the qualities of God, think of the different relationships that we can experience with God. My mother, my father, my friend, my teacher, the Supreme Guru, the guide, the protector, the judge. We can enjoy many, many different relationships with the Supreme. In fact, the more I think about the different connections that one has with God, the deeper the relationship becomes, because it's filled with many different manifold experiences. Let us meditate. And this is simply an introduction, because when I'm truly meditating, then I don't speak. But this is to give you an idea of what happens in the mind. And when you're truly meditating, you don't need to listen to somebody else tell you how to meditate, but it's spontaneous from your own mind. However, it's a useful exercise to be able to share a meditation together, so that then you know how to create thoughts within your own awareness that will lead you to that connection with the Supreme. We meditate with eyes open, because meditation should be an integral part of my life. as I'm walking. It's possible to meditate as I eat, as I do other things. I can keep my consciousness tuned to the Supreme. But to do all of those things in life, I need to keep my eyes wide open. Otherwise there'll be danger. And so meditation also, I can meditate with my eyes open so that it's a training for me to have this higher awareness which continues with me into life through all the things that I need to be doing. The other reason is that when we meditate, if we meditate with eyes open, we're able to actually share those vibrations that can help each other move in the right direction. So what I would suggest is you look towards the center of my forehead, to that point which is the point of the soul, and you focus on that light, and your meditation is on God, but this becomes a resting place for your eyes, so that then the vision of soul consciousness can be developed. And later on also, when you look around you and you see other people, you don't see the clothes they wear, you don't see the color of their skin, you don't see their physical features or expressions, you see the soul. And you're able to connect in that awareness of eternal brotherhood with purity, peace and love. If it's uncomfortable to meditate with eyes open, it's fine to let your eyes gently close, but it's useful to practice this and develop this little method of eyes open. It's a very valuable training for life. Let yourself sit quietly, just comfortably, so that the body isn't a distraction. Let your mind follow these ideas. This body of mine is my costume. I am not the body. I am the being within this. This body is precious, but I, the conscient being, the living being, the soul, am the master of this body. I focus my thoughts on the source of life, the source of light, the point in the center of my head. This is the source of energy of life. I, the eternal being, the soul, am a child of God. I connect with the Supreme, the being of light. God's light surrounds me. The light of love. The light of truth. God's light reaches out into the world. Keeping this connection, I come back to the awareness. What my responsibility is here. Om Shanti.